Welcome to Four Down Territory. As Stink and Mike take a look at the four biggest stories in Denver sports. Here's Larith and Evans kicking it off with First Down.
What a night. What a night. Wins all over the place. And if you happen to put CSU, the Nuggets, and the Avs all together in a little, you know,
parlay.
Parlay.
Mm-hmm. Parlez-vous Franque.
Franque.
Parlez-vous Franque.
Parlez-vous making some money.
Mademoiselle, what was it, Hodgkins?
Hodgkins,
Mademoiselle,
yes.
Hodgkins. She would approve of me.
Well, if you did and you cashed in, lend some thanks to Mikko Rantanen, who scored a hat trick in the Avs 4-3 road trip clinching, undefeated road trip clinching win.
I think so, especially on the road. No, I think we've been home. We've been good all year pretty much, but on the road we've been kind of inconsistent. So this was really good road trip. Not easy teams to play against. You know, again, St. Louis was 4 points out before today, so they're kind of playing playoffs already to get in. So tough buildings to play, and to get four wins, it's got to be proud of the groups for sure.
Where are all the Mikko Rantanen haters out there? I'll tell you what, we'll open up the RamosLaw.com text line to you, 303-713-1043. You can apologize to us.
Oh, nice.
And we'll pass the apologies along to Mikko, because the talk not too long ago about how Mikko Rantanen is overrated, Mikko Rantanen needs to be traded. Well, all Mikko Rantanen has done in the last 11 games, is score 8 goals with 13 assists, 21 points in the last 11 games. So he and that whole line is just sick right now.
They are incredible. And you know what? There's some special about putting a puck in the back of the net when Binnington's in goal.
Yes.
That dude, I don't know why. why do we hate him again? Can you remind me?
Because I want to use so many other stronger words.
He's just kind of a...
He's a Rick with a P in front of it.
Yeah.
That's basically
okay,
why.
Okay, good.
Okay?
Yeah, he'll...
He's a Rick and add the P.
Yeah,
that's
he'll
why.
Chop you with his big hockey club stick in the back of the leg. He's just that guy.
Yes.
He's just annoying.
He is.
Yeah, I'm a pecker.
There you go.
Zach.
Let's go with that. I like that.
Second down.
The Nuggets came away with a hard-fought win, 115-112 over Minnesota, a Timberwolves team that was playing back-to-back nights, playing without Karl Anthony Towns and without Rudy Gobert. And when the Nuggets went out and dominated in the first half, built an 18-point lead, they let up after that. They let up,
mm-hmm.
and they let Minnesota back into the game. It became a hard-fought game, but luckily, thanks to a big fourth quarter from Nikola Jokic and Michael Porter Jr., they were able to escape with a 115-112 win. Michael Malone on what he would like to see his team do better.
You got to play for 48 minutes, or you just can't go out there, even though they have guys out with injury, especially on the road. You know, you have to put teams away, and that's something that we really have to get better at. We're building leads, but now how do we sustain that lead and not just give it all right back?
Human nature, man. Human nature. You build an 18-point lead. You know who's not playing for the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
Other guys, you let up.
Yeah.
You let up.
Like, there's a big difference, Mike. Like, I'll give you, for instance, four-minute offense. Okay? Four-minute offense for us is heavy run, heavy personnel, eat the clock up, try to get off the football field, right? Or try to end the game.
Yeah.
Not get off the football field,
right,
but end the game with the ball in your hands.
Kneel downs.
Yeah. So, it's amazing how much different a four-minute offense is when you're only up by one score, and then how much different the four-minute offense is when you're up by 21. I would venture to guess over the course of my career, when you're up by 21, the four-minute drives don't usually last but about a minute and 30 seconds. When you're up by only one score, you will eat up the entirety of the clock.
Even in football games.
Sure.
Where everything is like just, you know, ultra focused because it's the only game of the week.
human nature kicks in.
Sure, when you're up by 25, 26, you're like, dude, I just want to get out of here healthy, right? I don't want to. Yeah, it's human nature. It's just different.
For me, it comes down to trust because you're right. Human nature explains that, but I think also we learned enough about this team's makeup that when they're playing a team, playing a game that clearly has a playoff feel to it. You know, take those two games against the Celtics.
Or the two games against Miami.
You know, those were 48-minute type games where you had to really be engaged for all 48 minutes or close to it. And you know what? In those situations, they were able to elevate their focus and intensity.
Third down.
CSU Rams with a much easier than expected 67-42 win over Virginia in the first four play-in game in Dayton yesterday as however you want to choose to look at it, suffocating Rams defense or just god-awful Virginia offense. Fact of the matter is, Virginia shot 14 for 56 in the entire game, 25%.
Wow.
They made 14 baskets for the entire game. Wow. Mikko Nedved, the coach of the Rams, very proud of how his team's handled the last 72 hours.
I think so, especially on the road.
That's Mikko, not Nico.
Yes.
Very easy to confuse the Nikos.
One's an M and one's an N.
Very easy to confuse.
Like an N.
Seriously, we have a big sports morning with heroes named Nico and Mikko.
Right.
So let's hear from Nico.
I tell you what, hard to imagine tonight going any better for us, but I'm just so proud of our guys, the way they've handled the last 48 hours. It's just been incredible. The preparation, the travel, the mentally having to change, you know, from Selection Sunday to now, they've just done a beautiful job, and their mindset is just thankfulness, grateful to be here, playing the greatest tournament in the world. And I told the guys today, listen, only 9% of the teams get an at-large bid. So that's pretty special to do that. So let's go play. And we did tonight. And now we're excited about the next one. We get to go on a plane to Charlotte here, and we get ready for Texas on Thursday.
Well, if you put a little grovel in his voice,
yeah,
a little, you know, Muppet in his voice, yeah, would he sound a little bit like
Mahomes?
Mahomesy?
Ooh,
a little really proud of our guys.
I'm here.
Well, I mean, Mahomes has got a little bit of squeak to his voice.
A little bit?
Yeah. Nico has a little squeak to his voice.
By the way, next time, if you're paying attention, when New Mexico plays in the tournament, if they win, their best player, listen to his post game interview. He is very Mahomes-esque.
Really?
Oh, I don't know, John, if you can find him. This top player for New Mexico.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think I actually have it saved. I'll look for it.
Do you? All right, look for it, because this guy's voice is like, you look at him, and then he opens his mouth, and that comes out. You're like, whoa, where'd that come from? Finally, in four down territory, good luck tonight to CU. All right, CU, pressure's on. Little brother went out and got a huge, big, impressive win in the first four. Now it's your turn against, by the way, a Boise State team from the Mountain West. Mountain West teams have one of those collective chips on their shoulder. They all feel like they're playing for a higher cause right now because they feel like the Mountain West was done dirty with not getting fair seating. So Boise's got a little chip on their shoulders.
CU's finished the season really good, though.
No,
right?
I love the way they're playing.
Yeah.
I love the way they're playing. They should win. They're the better team.
Yeah. Plus, Boise, I've already told you, front runners.
You hate Boise.
I do hate Boise.
Moscow. And Boise, Idaho, man. Some hard,
I like
hard,
the city of Boise.
Hard rivalries, man. Right there. That'll do it for Four Down Territory, our tour around the Denver sports scene. Hey, it's a great morning. It's a morning to celebrate. It's a morning to have fun. So revel in all the winning. Hit us up on the RamosLaw.com text line 303-713-1043. Get to those next.
Ever since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my hiding spots.
Ha! Found ya.
How?
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Now through March 21st, get started with 200 megabit internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Well, Major League Baseball season is off and running as the Dodgers and Padres playing this morning, tonight, over in Seoul, South Korea. And they're playing two games there. And it just went final. The Dodgers beat the Padres 5-2, which means the Colorado Rockies are now mathematically eliminated.
Yes, yes, they are. When do the Rockies, I haven't even looked, when do the Rockies start up with this campaign?
I think it's the 28th, I believe, right? I think it's next Friday. I seriously.
Yeah, 28th.
It is shocking how little I've paid attention to the Rockies during spring training. It's never been this much apathy for me.
Did they win spring training? Like they win. They had a good spring training record. It's kind of like winning that in-season tournament for the Lakers to hang a banner.
The Rockies right now, and spring training is not over for them. The Rockies are 14-8 in Cactus League action. And if you look at all the spring training teams, they have the fourth best record.
Oh, so they can get a white ribbon and hang it at Coors Field.
Sure.
Fourth in the Cactus League.
Why not?
I don't know why you wouldn't.
No, second in the Cactus League.
Oh, second in the Cactus.
Fourth in all of spring training.
Oh, so what is second? You would know. What is second? I just go with the blue ribbons. What is second place? I mean, not that you've ever gotten second.
I would have loved a few more seconds.
Yeah, not that you, but you saw the other ribbons.
Right.
Like you saw the, I think it's second is red, third is yellow, fourth is white. I think that's how it goes. I don't know. Do they have a fifth? Maybe pink. If they have a fifth.
But it was fun. It was fun. Baseball was on this morning at about 4:30 our time.
Yeah, we were watching
our Jake Shapiro. I saw him tweeting during the game.
Was he over there in Seoul on his balloon?
Did he
take his balloon to Seoul?
But I think that he's a night owl, so he was probably up late after everything.
Grooming his mustache.
All the games. Grooming that stash of his.
Late grooming his stash,
getting ready for baseball this morning.
Yeah.
On the RumbleSlot.com text line, Mike, Mark, 6 a.m. listener, bleeding into 7. You guys have to stop talking about CU being the big brother when CSU has made the tournament a lot more recently and also has produced way more Super Bowl winning football talent than CU has in the last decade. Everyone needs to put some respect on the Rams.
There's a Rammy that's feeling a little bit slighted. Come on.
So as a Buffs fan,
mm-hmm.
were you rooting for the Rams last night? And as a Rams fan, will you be rooting for the Buffs tonight? Will you be rooting for Colorado, the state of Colorado, college basketball to represent?
That is a great question.
Right? Are you able to root for the greater good? Or now, Rammy fans, now that you got your win pocketed, are you rooting for CU to lose, especially to another Mountain West team, by the way? And that way you can lord that over Buff fan.
I'm going to be honest with you. I am that petty that if I had a dog in the fight, I would be probably rooting for CU to lose. If I went to CSU and I had that CSU, Rammy pride like our texter just did, don't call us the little brother. We've been to the tournament more, and we've got more guys that won, Super Bowls than, okay. But, yeah, I would probably root. I just know me. I'm always rooting for my team and always rooting for your team to lose. I would be rooting for the Boise State Broncos if I was a CU Ram.
Yeah, I would say that probably 90% of Rams fans will be rooting against the Buffs tonight.
Yeah. Regardless of it's in your state.
And you know what, Buff fans, 90% of Buff fans were probably rooting against CSU yesterday.
Yeah.
It's just the way it works. I get it. It's what makes a rivalry a rivalry.
Right. That's good sports hate.
Exactly. So let me get this straight on the text line. When a team comes back, the Nuggets let up. But when the Nuggets come back against Dallas, it's a great Nuggets comeback. Ridiculous. Well, it wasn't a great comeback because they didn't win.
Against Dallas?
But
they did fight all the way back and have a lead right? They fought all the way back, had a lead, had that last shot with about 4 seconds left that clanked off the rim and allowed Kyrie Irving to get that left-handed runner at the elbow, which was a ridiculous shot. But yeah, I mean, that to fight back and to do that, that was great. It just depends on your perspective. Your perspective is the Nuggets are really, really good. My perspective is they are the world champions. Don't forget that. And the world champions are that good that when they do get behind or they don't play well, they have the ability to flip the switch and go because they're the world champions.
From Brandon in Washington listening, thank you, Brandon, it looks like Miko is giving Lekkonen's dad a nice big bleep burger to eat. Let's see. Let me fill that in. A nice big soda burger to eat.
So
Lekkonen's dad, was the one who's a media,
right,
he's a hockey
right.
media type over there in Finland.
Yeah.
You know, got on Miko.
Right, a lot of unts.
And so the idea that hey, is there some problem in the room?
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I don't think there's a problem. I don't think there's any issue, but yeah, the way Miko's playing right now, not only Lekkonen's dad, but even some of you Az fans, you know who you are because we've heard from you over the last several weeks on the RamosLaw.com text line, especially leading up to the trade deadline when Miko was in a bit of a slump. It was actually blasphemy being committed where people were saying they should trade Miko.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of those on the text
line. We did, right? I'm not making that up.
No, I don't pay a lot of attention to the text line, but now it's pretty much crickets in regards to Miko. Like, nobody's jumping on the sword, so to speak, and saying, yeah, I was one of those guys and I was wrong.
That's right, Evans. The Dodgers just won their first of 120 games on their way to losing in the first round of the playoffs. Dodgers do have a little bit of cowboy in them, don't
mm-hmm.
they? A little bit of Dallas cowboy in them.
Mm-hmm. By the way, here are the colors. This is from one of our texters. 5232. Ribbon colors, blue first. I know that one. Yeah, that one I know.
You know a lot of blues.
Second, red, not familiar. Third, white, not familiar. Fourth, yellow.
Oh, foreign concept.
Yeah, and then fifth is green and sixth. We really go down to sixth place. Why, so every runner can get a ribbon that runs in the heat? How many lanes are there? There are 7 to 8 lanes.
Well, it's called a participation ribbon.
Lord have mercy. So sixth is pink.
So you're telling me when your little granddaughter or your little grandson, Zane, and they go through their first field day, they come home with a yellow or a, what's sixth? What did you say sixth was?
Sixth was a pink.
A yellow or a pink ribbon. What are you going to do? Snatch it out of their hands and say, give me that.
It goes in the trash.
Yeah. We don't tolerate losers here.
Right. Exactly.
Show me a blue ribbon or else.
Oh, right. Oh, that's cute. What is that, a pink ribbon? Yeah, that goes, let me show you where that goes, in the trash.
Oh,
we don't get pink ribbons. We get blue ribbons.
Oh, man. Text line in 3, 2, 1.
Is that what you do?
What's trending? Coming up next.
Here's Schlereth and Evans with What's Trending right now.
Nuggets come away with a, well, how do you choose to look at it? Hard fought? Gutsy? Clutch or kind of underwhelming 115-112 win over Minnesota against the Timberwolves team that, yes, they were playing at home. Nuggets were on the road, but Minnesota playing back-to-back nights and playing without Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert. Michael Malone, he's not going to apologize.
I'd much rather watch film and clean things up after an ugly win, but, you know, we'll take it, man. That's a good team. And anytime, as I mentioned, you know, we're tied with them, and now you move maybe a half game ahead of them. That's a good thing.
How do you choose to look at the win?
I just laughed. Sorry. Yeah, it's great. Whatever. I like it. As a millennial, this is from the text line, 0456. Technically, I'm a millennial. It says technology, but technically, I'm a millennial. That's a spell check thing. But I'm with Stink. You bring home a white, yellow, or pink ribbon, it goes in the trash. Red ribbons get put on the wall to remind you are the first loser
Work harder. John Avery.
All right.
John. I like it, John.
I hear words that trigger me.
So the Nuggets, by virtue
The Nuggets, sorry about that.
Of this win, they now are in sole possession of second place in the division, second place in the West, as they move ahead of Minnesota. Now they set their sights on Oklahoma City. The two are in a, they're in a tie, but percentage-wise, Oklahoma City is still ahead of the Nuggets by 5%. Tenths, hundredths, thousandths, right? So 5/1000ths of a point.
What?
5/100ths of a point, excuse me.
Huh?
5/100ths of a point, right?
What?
Well, to the right of the decimal, doesn't it go? It goes tenths, hundredths, thousandths, right?
Yeah.
So they're Oklahoma City.
Percentages.
Oklahoma City's at 701.
701.
And the Nuggets are at 696. So what would that be?
696 and 701?
Yeah.
There's no, you don't have to use any decimals there. They're like 4% ahead or something. 96?
It's 5%. Right?
Five 5/100ths of a point ahead? Behind?
I have no idea.
I'm sorry.
696 sounds like five.
I apologize. I used to be smart.
No.
But working with you for these last 8 years, I've just gotten dumb.
Okay, what is the record, though? What's the loss record? What's the all-important loss?
20 for Oklahoma City, 21 for the Nuggets.
Okay, they're one game behind. Duh. Figure that out.
Settle down just a little
bit. Hey, I don't have to show my work.
Oklahoma City does have two games in hand, so there you go.
Two games in hand?
Two games in hand.
They got two birds in the bush?
Two birds in the bush, yes! Yes. You're getting to the time of the season where we're talking about
the birds in the bush.
Birds in the bush. Oh, yeah. That's the first time you brought that up this year. I love the birds in the bush.
Which could be a good thing for Oklahoma City, or could be a bad thing, right? They could lose those two birds in the bush.
The Avalanche get a hard-fought 4-3 win on the road. It's their season-high 7-straight win. It matches a season-high 4-straight wins on the road. Really good road trip. And last night was a big night for Mikko Rantanen, who scored a hat trick for Jared Bednar.
Thought at times their team was probably a little too selective on their shots. Passed up on a few, got a little fancy, got a little perimeter at times, which led to some of those turnovers I talked about. But Mikko wasn't one of those guys that it felt like today when he got a chance in the house that he was going to let it go and gets rewarded for it.
How about that goal he scored? You want to talk about magical hands. You want to talk about just letting the game slow down for you.
Uh-huh.
Where he's in the slot and the pass comes through to him, and all he does uh-huh. is just change the angle of his blade.
Yeah.
And the puck just deflects off the blade into the net. He didn't shoot the puck.
Yeah.
Nothing. He just simply saw the puck coming and he just turned his blade just a few inches to deflect the puck home. Beautiful.
Is that really skill, or is that luck?
No, that was designed. It was planned.
Mm.
It was executed. It was wonderful eye hand coordination.
So
he's got magical hands.
He's got heart hands.
He's
a magic man. Yeah.
Everyone's in good mood. Everyone won last night. Nuggets ass. And CSU takes care of business, blowing out a Virginia team. How in the world did Virginia get in? But our Matt Smith, Matt with one T, you'll hear him coming up later on mm-hmm. with Dover, saying, look at Virginia's reaction. They didn't think they were going to get in. They've got a new lease on life. They're going to be dangerous. Matt, get some splaining to do coming up at 10 o'clock. You were painting Virginia as this boogeyman. Also, I think you were trying to put CSU in their place a little bit. So some.
He's a big CU guy.
He's a big CU guy.
He's kind of rooting against CU.
Some splaining to do for Matt with one T coming up a little bit later on.
Tony Bennett survives this. They have been not. They won a national championship, right? What 2019, something like that? Think he survives?
Think who survives?
Tony Bennett.
Oof. I don't know. Yeah, he'll be all right, but what'd you say? That's four first-round exits in the last 5 years for Virginia. Finally, Kyle Freeland has been named the Rockies opening day starter. And do I have that one?
Wow.
Okay. And, you know, it's the Rockies, but come on, we like Kyle Freeland, local sure. guy. I have nothing against the players. I root for the Rockies players. It's management and ownership I can't stand. But Kyle Freeland put out a video about getting a chance to be named the starter.
To make an opening day roster or be an opening day starter is truly incredible and an honor of being able to be told by your skipper that you know, you're going to be the guy that's starting the first game of the season. It's an honor. Definitely don't take it lightly. It's great to know and have that feeling that you've accomplished something that you know only a handful of guys get to do on a consistent basis.
All right. Congratulations to Kyle.
Yeah, I'd like to say something snarky, but I really like Kyle Freeland.
Yeah.
Like, good for him.
I don't have
it
anything.
It is, man. It's some of... Like, my sports memories, some of my greatest sports memories, they have nothing to do with me. They have to do with watching my son. Like, just being at opening day when they introduced the entirety of the team.
Oh, yeah.
Both on the road and at home.
Line up on the first and third base lines.
Yeah. And to see, you know, your kid get announced and then to see Kyle Freeland getting an opening day start, that's pretty cool.
All the snark that we give to the Rockies, it's...
Yeah, it goes to the Rockies.
It goes to the Rockies, not the players.
Well,
except for one.
Except for Iron Man. Iron Man gets the snark he gets.
He gets the Montfort treatment.
Yeah.
But everybody else, no, every other player on that team, wish them nothing but the best.
What's his first name?
Chris?
No. Montfort?
Dick.
Oh, Dick.
By the way, real quick, Mike, just quick house cleaning. You said Kyle Freeland put out a video. The Rockies put out a video, just a small... He's not Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Good point.
Yeah, it was the Rockies that put that out, not Kyle Freeland.
I'm glad you... Yes. Good job, Fever.
When you first said it, that's why I wanted to go Starkey. Okay. I was like, did Jerry Jeudy help him?
Yeah. What, is Kyle going to be doing high knees on the flight to Arizona for opening day?
Yeah.
No. Thank you for pointing that out. I do appreciate that. Johnny Fever, always got my back. That is what is a trending. Coming up next, we'll open up the RamosLaw.com text line to you. A lot to react to with all this winning. This winning is awesome. And further proof that Jim Harbaugh, they may have broken the mold when they made Jim Harbaugh. That's next.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station. 104.3 The Fan.
All right, here we go. A lot to react to. What a night last night.
Yes.
What a night. Just hunkered down. Start with the Avs. You had to kind of like, you know, in between periods, you could zip over, check out CSU, check out the Nuggets. But then as CSU started to pull away and it was clear that Virginia couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, you could kind of leave the CSU game, focus on the Nuggets, trying to hold on, eventually hold on. So it was a great night. All three teams win. CU, you're up next. Your turn tonight. But I wanted to get to, because you brought this up earlier, that, here's Nico Medved, coach of the Rams. And as you listen to Nico Medved talk, add a little Mahomes-type gravel to his voice.
And our mindset tonight is we were just wanted to grind out possessions, just grind it out on both ends of the floor, because that's the kind of game that it was. And so I think that's something that we practice, and we had that mindset, and I thought our guys executed it beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling you about this guy from New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Jalen House. Son of former NBA-er.
Eddie House. Yeah, Eddie. We can get Eddie on, too. Eddie's a good dude.
Well, Eddie doesn't sound like Jalen.
Keep our foot on their necks the whole time. I mean, they got us twice already this season, and it's hard to beat a team three times. So we just thought if we go out there, play physical, rebound, and defend, we'll have a great chance of winning this game.
Now, that was more Mahomes.
Yeah.
Now you put a little gravel in that.
Yeah.
Then it's the boogeyman.
Yeah. Well, he does have that kind of squeaky, excited voice.
Right. Fast talking.
Yeah.
Because Mahomes talks real fast.
Wow. What's his name?
Jalen House.
Jalen House.
So then, Fever gave me this one. So you know how you want Bo Nix to sound? How do you want Bo Nix to sound?
Well, I'm Bo Nix, and when Bo Nix gets the ball, Bo Nix just drives the team right down the football field, and Bo Nix going to score a touchdown.
So, unfortunately, he does not sound like that. But this
he
guy,
should sound like that.
Xavier Leggett, who plays for South Carolina football, check this out.
Man, I'll be right down the road. It'll be a little easier for my family to come watch me play, so that'll be great. That's just them telling me down that they want me on their team, man. A lot of coaches came and hollered at me before and after this process here, man. A lot of them, man, they say they got a buzz in their facility for me, man.
A buzz in their facility for me. Dude, okay,
now,
I
Bo
need...
Nix sounded
what
like
is that,
that
guy's name?
You would move heaven and earth to get him into a Bronco uniform.
What is that guy's name?
Xavier Leggett.
I need as much Xavier Leggett sound bites as possible, and we're just going to play it off. In every situation, anytime we talk Bo Nix, if we're going to play a Xavier... what was it?
Xavier Leggett.
Leggett. We're going to play a Xavier Leggett drop and just pretend that it's Bo Nix. So, you know, if we say... Well, what were they saying about you in the facility, you know? And you go, well, hey, everybody, there's a big buzz around me in the facility now. Yeah.
Wow, that is. That is exactly the way that you want Bo Nix to sound.
It should be.
And he doesn't sound that way.
Well, he should sound that way.
Do you see that Jim Harbaugh had a garage sale?
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
You know, he used to have a weekly garage sale. You remember who? Bud Grant used to have the weekly garage sale all the time.
Explain who Bud Grant is.
Bud Grant was a longtime coach of the Vikings. I think he took them to 4 Super Bowls. They lost all 4. But legendary guy. Still has an office up in Minnesota in their new facility. They built him an office. He would be in there all the time. He just passed away recently. But Bud Grant is one of the great guys. Stayed in the same house he had like from the 70s when he coached in the NFL. And he used to have these weekly garage sales that were just legendary. And, you know, he'd be selling autographed pictures of Fran Tarkington and stuff. Like, so they were legendary. But go ahead with the Jim Harbaugh
story. So Jim Harbaugh had a garage sale at his house in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
They broke the mold with Jim Harbaugh. They really did. That guy.
Better than us. Nobody.
You a garage sale guy?
Oh, I've.
Have you guys had a garage sale, or do you like to go to garage sales?
I've stopped at a few garage sales over the course of my life, but no, I'm not a big garage sale guy.
I can't stand them.
Really?
I did one once, and I hated every minute of it.
Right.
You know, the whole, because the problem is that unless you really love garage sales.
Right.
If you don't, or if you're just sort of half-assed about it, then you have to deal with garage sale guy or lady.
Right.
And they are a special breed.
Oh, everything's got to be negotiated, right?
Look, here it is. I'm selling it for like 12.
50 cents.
50 cents. Right. I don't want to dicker with you. I don't want to bargain with you, right. All right? Just get this stuff. I'm looking to purge. Just get it out of my driveway, please.
Right.
So I did it once. I hate it. Yeah, garage sale people are a different breed, man.
Oh, yeah.
They show up early.
Right.
Right? You know, and they're just, the way they stalk you and the way they walk around, they're kind of, I don't know. I'm sorry. They're kind of creepy.
Yeah, they're kind of creepy.
They're kind of creepy. And garage sales in Colorado, in Denver, is a big deal because you got these big neighborhoods and they'll hold the big neighborhood garage sale together.
Oh, yeah.
So there'll be like 50 houses involved in this thing.
And everybody's got like a section of tables.
And so you just are bombarded with people who, you know, strangers who don't live there coming through your neighborhood, parking in front of your house, and then they're walking around and checking everything. Oh, garage sale people.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Did he have anything? Did you have any other news?
No, just a garage sale. I don't know any of the details. I don't know what was sold.
What if he sold any of his khaki pants?
Right? Ooh, I'd like to get some of those.
Oh, you would look sharp in a pair of Jim Harbaugh's khaki pants.
Actually, you know what? I'm not a garage sale guy, but if I had a chance to buy a authentic pair of Jim Harbaugh khakis, that would
That'd be a win for
what
me.
Would be, hell yeah! What would be, like, if you had a garage sale and you had, like, you had to sell some memorabilia stuff, what would be the thing that would draw the biggest interest and maybe the biggest price that you would have to put in your garage?
I don't know. I did it once. It was so miserable.
Do you have any, like, memorabilia?
I'm not a big memorabilia guy.
You don't collect anything?
I have a funny story.
I like to just purge. I just want, you know, I'm one of those guys that I just occasionally like to purge, I don't want to purge by doing a garage sale.
I'd like to get rid, like when my wife is out of town, to get one of them big haul-away things and just dump all the crap, everything. She comes home and our house is empty.
How about, what do you got, Robin? What do you got?
Oh, so I mean, I grew up in Grand Junction, so I think yard sailing might be a little bit different in a small town, maybe less weird.
Yeah, there's probably less serial killers.
Yeah.
Come through your garage sale, but go ahead.
Right.
Well, good point. Yeah. So I had this really sick pair of LeBron basketball shoes that I wore for one season. Mm-hmm. And they were like this limited edition, really nice pair of, like, the type of basketball shoe that you hang on to. You don't get rid of.
Right.
And so I think I was out of town in the summer for softball or some sports. And I came back home, and I was, like, looking for my LeBrons. And I was like, where's my LeBrons? Where's my LeBrons?
No.
I'm like, Mom, what'd you do with my LeBrons? And she's like, I sold them in the yard sale.
Oh, no.
And now they're, like, $700 LeBrons.
Did you, like, try to track down who bought them? Or?
No.
Wow.
It was just tough luck for me, but that's like a classic thing for my mom to do.
I hope you bring that up to your mom every once in a while.
Oh, I do. We do. So what's funny about it is like, I just always bring it up to her all the time, and it's funny. But
on the rumblesock.com text line, hate garage sales. I bet Evans hates America, too. No. Garage sale, come on, people. You know what I'm talking about. Garage sale, most people are just, you know, I know a good friend of mine is basically a professional
garage sale
shopper.
Yeah.
And like they
got a whole show on that one network of those two dudes that travel around. They have like they antique whatever they travel around to different people's garages and barns and they get stuff and they refurbish them and stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to. When I was on the road, I used to watch that all the time.
But I know a guy. This guy was a professional, and he knew when all the big neighborhoods were having their garage sales. And I give him credit because he created like his own little business. Because a lot of these garage sales in these big neighborhoods, you can get some pretty good gear from people who are just looking to unload stuff.
Yeah.
And so they would buy stuff and then turn around and sell it on eBay and make a nice little profit, a nice little business going.
So how do you guys feel about thrift stores like a Goodwill or an Arc? Is that a no-go for you?
No, actually, I don't mind a good thrift store.
Well, that's basically the same thing.
No, because I feel like with a thrift store, there's like a certain level, a layer of legitimacy that has gone into it to end up on the shelves at a thrift store that I can't always trust at a garage sale.
No, thrift store is where you go, like, where I would go to get a Halloween outfit. Like, if I'm, like, I need to dress up for something, you know, speaking of serial killers, so I need to dress up as a serial killer. Let me go find some stuff at the thrift store, right?
How much did your LeBrons get sold for, do you know?
Probably like $10.
Oh. Baseball cards, that's happened a lot. You probably
American Pickers, everybody's telling me. American Pickers, yeah.
A lot of people get some really nice baseball cards got probably thrown into a garage sale.
Right.
Lost a big profit there. So anyway, what's the best thing you've ever bought at a garage sale? I'll throw that out on the rumbleslot.com text line.
Did you hear these stories?
What's the best thing you've bought at a garage sale? And what are the keys to being good at garage sales?
Like, well, you hear these stories like, And I don't know about garage sale, but like...
Evans is the Clint Eastwood of yard sales.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my driveway.
but you hear these stories about like people, you know, going to clean out their grandparents' attics or whatever and find a Stradivarius or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm sure somebody has bought something at a garage sale, like Rogue Shoes that became very valuable.
Right.
Well,
very
can valuable. You explain what a Stradivarius is?
You don't know what a Stradivarius is?
No.
It's the most famous violin.
Yeah. ever made.
It's like a world-class violin.
Yeah, it'd be like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. There'd cool. be million, if it's in good condition, yeah. it's worth millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah. Bet you yeah. didn't know the two of us had this kind of culture in us, huh? That yeah. we knew about classical music.
I didn't know you were into classical.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mark is a big
oh,
Beethoven and yeah. Mozart.
Beef oven. I love that dude.
Bach and, yeah. you know.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Mike is very bougie.
I don't know. It's just, there's something about, like, the sign will say, and that's the thing about garage sales, too, that annoyed me. When I did, the one time I did it. We put the sign out, garage sale, Saturday, 8 a.m. Okay? You know, okay. you put the little signs up right. in the neighborhood, right? Garage sale, 8 a.m. We've all done it. We've all seen them. And, damn, if there weren't people already
lined up
parking at, like, 7:35, like, what are you doing?
I was once in Grand Junction, bought a pair of LeBrons for $10, sold them on eBay for $700. Touche.
Oh, twist the knife.
Touche.
Twist the knife.